Yeah, well, it's a must win game without a question. We've got to get enough wins to get into the playoffs, and it's last home game. You know, it's a great challenge for us, but I also know with confidence that how we respond to big games. It's we've had a pretty good track record, and the confidence are high, and we're looking forward to it. Yeah, well, look, a couple of things on Greg. Number one, very disappointed. Just how late the charges come. We play on Sunday and we'd only find out late Wednesday. So, you know, disappointed wasn't earlier, so we could prepare a little bit better. Second was disappointed in the charge. I thought there was, you know, there was nothing in it. And we will strongly appeal and hopefully Greg will play on Friday night. Yeah, look, I think it got taken care of on the court. You know, the umpires called it unsportsmanly. He didn't get ejected and he didn't get reported. You know, 3 days after, to hear from the league is disappointing, especially with a big round coming up. And we're just lucky the guys are focused in on Friday night.
Can I ask, do you smell a rat?
Well, you can smell. You've got better nose senses than I have. But no, I can't open that one, Lockie, unless you're going to give me a paid some big check to say it.
When will it be hurt?
Look, I got as far this is, you know, it's less than, 24 hours since we're known. So obviously we're going to support Greg. It's going to be up to Greg if he wants to fight it. I'm saying yes, but it's Greg's call and we will support Greg 100%. And, you know, for me, the sooner the better so we can get some clarity out of it. And you find this out 48 hours before your biggest game of the year. So it's, you know, that's why I'm disappointed that this wasn't brought to a head Monday morning.
So could it be heard today, or is he going to interview the is it the challenge of being in the tribunal tomorrow and then potentially having to play 6 hours later?
Yeah, look, it's not ideal, but that decision's out of my pay grade.
With the decision to whether he goes up and officially challenges or not, risk versus reward, one game sit out or miss both of them if he's found guilty, or none at all.
Well, like I said, I don't think there's nothing in it. So, you know, we'll let the people handle what they do, but we'll support Greg 100% and we'll play our, you know, we'll take the decision, but we believe there's nothing in it.
What measures have you taken now to make this not, because it's so close to the game, distract you and the players and your coaching staff from the job at hand?
Yeah, well, that's a part of it that we talk about controlling what we can control. We can't control these things. We can't control referees. We can't control a lot of things happening, but we can control how hard we play on both ends of the court and how much we're willing to put in for the team first. And that's where our focus is, and we'll continue to do that for the next the next home game.
Do you think the way the season's panned out, not so much ability will get you to the playoffs, it's more how hungry you are to get there in the end? Because all the teams seem so even, the ability doesn't seem to
Yeah, well, you come down, you know, we get two games, we're in the playoffs and in good position. So, you know, it's we've had everything this season, from injuries to NBA call-ups to charges. So, you know, I have confidence in our group that we responded in big games, and I'm looking for a great response Friday night. Yeah, we'll have to go through some channels with that. I've had a brief conversation with Greg this morning, but we have to get through some hoops, but I expect us to put an appeal straight in.
Is it nice to know what you actually have to do now?
I thought you were going to ask me, is it nice question? It's good to have Matty Knight back, which is good. So is that what you asked? It's great to have Matty Knight back. He trained the house down yesterday, and we really missed him against Cairns.
From a playoff perspective, is it nice to go into this week and knowing now exactly what you have to do, rather than up in the air for all the clubs? Everyone looks at a piece of paper and goes, this is what we need to do. It's much easier to prepare.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, locked in, just focus, control on what we can do. You know, we are a good defensive team and we're a great team when we move the ball. So there's two things that we really want to lock into tomorrow night. And you know, we've got some unselfish players and we want to make sure Bryce gets good looks. We don't want him to go 5 of 5. We'd rather him go have 10 three-pointers. We want to make sure that we're getting their inside targets and using our pressure defence for an advantage. So those are the things that excites us, and we can't wait to Friday night. Look, yes, always concerned with Matt, but it's, you know, some of them is a contact sport. Some things happen like that, and maybe to get his beak out of there a little bit too would be handy. But look, we are concerned, but we've done everything right. He's passed his test on Tuesday, the follow-up test. So he had a great practice yesterday, and everything's rosy for this weekend. So hopefully we can get a great game out of him. Look, we've gone down that path with the surgeons, so but the surgeons are giving us the heads up. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say that. The surgeons are giving us the thumbs up, so, you know, we take it from them.
How do you get Casey going? Because he seems to be the pivotal player now for you to make that next step to be a better team.
Yeah, look, had a good chat with Casey after last week. He was pretty self-critical of himself in the game of Cairns. He got a couple of hits and... You know, he didn't respond really well, so we know Casey's better than that. And when you self-analyse yourself like that, you know that it holds a lot more weight than the coach coming down and getting on you. So, you know, he's a true character, and I'm sure he's going to have a great game Friday.
Thanks, Matt.